The book of Luke 18 verse 1, the words of Jesus himself, and he says men ought always to pray and not to faint, because there are many things in our society that can cause us to faint, that can cause us to get discouraged, lose hope, lose faith. But Jesus encourages us, because when you go to God in prayer, it's like it resuscitates. You're about to go down, but prayer lifts you. You don't have to be in a church setting. You don't have to be in a planned event. You can pray anywhere. That's the beauty of prayer.
That was the voice of Pastor of the Church of God of Prophecy, Jacqueline Samuel, speaking on NBC Radio this morning on National Day of Prayer being observed today under the theme Standing Together in Faith. Samuel was speaking on NBC Radio as part of activities for the observance led by the Ministry of Education and National Reconciliation in partnership with the National Day of Prayer Committee. As part of the National Day of Prayer observances, Pastor Junior Cottle of the Harvest Bible Chapel High Point Church delivered a heartfelt prayer focused on the nation's youth, particularly those grappling with mental health challenges, crime, homelessness, and poverty.
Father, we bring our young people of this nation, yes, before you. God, we recognize, Lord, in your word that it says, Lord, honor the Creator in the days of your youth. Yes. Father, we pray for a generation of young people,
hallelujah,
oh God, who would honor you, who would know you, who would recognize your sovereignty,
yes,
who would see you as their Creator, Father, and who would embrace you as their Father. Lord, we thank you so much, God, for the many young persons of our nation, mm-hmm, Father, that are excelling. But God, we also pray in the name of Jesus, Father, mm-hmm, for those that are struggling,
yes,
for those that are addicted to substances, mm-hmm, for those that are in the orphanages,
Jesus,
and are struggling, for those on our streets, yes, Father, that are struggling with mental illness. Yes. Oh God, we pray that you would come through,
yes,
for these,
Lord,
youths,
yes,
God.
Lord.
We pray for those on the streets,
yes,
God, that feel like they have no hope but to give themselves to crime,
oh,
and drugs and substance abuse, God.
Same.
God, we pray that you would intervene,
same,
on their behalf.
Pastor Cottle also urged parents not to abandon their responsibilities. He prayed that mothers and fathers across the nation would recognize the critical role they play in shaping the next generation and be strengthened in their purpose.
We pray for the parents of this nation, God,
yes,
that they would recognize that they cannot, oh God, factor out their roles as parents to,
oh,
teachers,
Jesus,
that they cannot factor out their roles as parents,
mm-hmm,
to pastors and youth,
mm-hmm,
leaders. God, that they cannot factor out their parenting, oh God, to any other person but themselves, God. You've said, Lord, in your word that parents should bring up their children,
yes,
in the fear and admonition of the Lord. Oh God, we pray in the name,
Lord,
of Jesus,
yes,
that they would,
yes,
recognize parenting, oh God, as one of the most important responsibilities that they would have in their entire life, to shape, oh,
yes,
God, the,
Jesus,
young mind, oh God, that they would bring into this world. Father, we pray that they would take pride in it. Oh God, that they would, Father, get the help they,
Jesus,
need to parent well.
Jesus.
We pray, Father, for the parents, oh God, who are struggling,
yes,
financially,
yes,
that,
yes,
you would provide,
yes,
for them jobs and opportunities, oh God, to be able to provide,
oh,
for their families.
God.
Pastor of the Harvest Bible Chapel, High Point Church, Junior Cottle. Activities planned for the day include workplace devotions across public and private sectors, school devotions led by students and educators, prayer visits to key institutions such as hospitals, homes for the elderly, and prisons, and interactive on-air prayers via local radio stations, allowing the public to participate from wherever they are. I am Gaylon Brown with today's special report.